Kilayim Perik Dalad Mishnah Gimel. So Rabbi Yehuda did not agree that a Mechola Karen needed to be 12 Amos, or he really didn't agree that this area next to the fence is called the Mechola Karen. Because like the Rav explains that he didn't hold that they needed to have people walk along the wall to strengthen it. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Ze Ela Geder HaKerem. What you're referring to is not a Mechol HaKerem. In other words, it's a Machlekes and how to understand Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Yehuda says that's not what Beis Hillel meant. That's not a Mechol HaKerem. What you just described, Rabbi Yehuda says, is just a Geder HaKerem. It's just a fence of a vineyard. And the truth is, the Rav says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you don't need to even leave anything more than 4 Amos from the vineyard. So which means, like the picture shows below, if you would have, for example, the Rav bring 6 Amos, you just need to distance 4 Amos from the vineyard, and the remaining 2 Amos that's right up against the wall, you can literally plant right up against the wall. There's no need to leave a space of 4 Amos further from the wall that people should walk. Ve'ezu mechol hakerem. So then what's this mechol hakerem that Beis Hillel is referring to? That needs to be 12 amos. Bein shnei hakramim. That's between 2 vineyards. And the Yerushalmi explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, what he's referring to here is with the 2 vineyards, the vines go in different directions, as the picture shows below. On one side it goes north to south, one side it goes east to west. Because if they were actually going in the same direction, Rabbi Yehuda would also agree that you would need 16 amos, because that would be, like we had in the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Aleph, a karachas hakerem. That, Beis Hillel said, a karachas hakerem, in middle of a field, there you need 16 amos from one to the other. But when you have them going in different directions, the way the Rash understands Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that the plows, when they would go out of a row, they would have to leave the row a plow and then turn around and go to the other row. So if it's going, for example, north to south, the place where the plow would go up and down would not enter the middle area, and therefore you needed less space. So Mepharshim have kashas on this, but therefore, that's the way you're going to learn. You would need 4 less amos, and it wouldn't need 16, and Rabbi Yehuda says it only needs 12, and the Rabban and the Tanakama disagree, and they hold that this is called a kirachas hakerem, just like doesn't make a difference what direction they're going, even if they're going the same direction, also 16. But Rabbi Yehuda held that this is called mechol hakerem, and this is where you're a little more mekel by mechol, you only need 12, not the 16 by kirachas. Mishnah continues, Ezehu Gader. What is this fence? So the Taisa Santa learns this is just Agav. It's not really tied into Rabbi Yehuda's Shita anymore. It's just now that we mentioned the Gader, what are the dimensions of the Gader? Or Geder? The Taisa Santa learns that the question now, Ezehu Gader, is both Shitas, whether you hold, like the Rabbanon, the Tanakama, that you need 12 Amas, that this Gader, that it's part of the Mechol HaKerem, the perimeter, and you need 12 Amas from the fence. Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you need 4 Amas, Lavdaf, because of the fence, you just need 4 Amas from the vineyard. When you actually look at the Rav, it almost sounds like the Rav holds that you can, this fence would allow you to plant literally right up to the fence a vineyard, and you'd be able to plant something else on the other side. And the Rambam explains this way as well, that the Mishnah is telling us that this fence is allowing us to plant right next to it. The problem is, we just finished saying that according to the first way we learned, not Rabbi Yehuda, that a Mechol HaKerem, you need a 12 Amah perimeter from the wall. We needed the 4 Amahs right next to the wall that people should walk, and then you need 4 Amahs from the vineyard on the outside, that's 8, and then in between is where you can plant. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you still needed 4 Amahs from the vineyard. So what if you have actually nothing to plant in that in-between area? You just want to plant a different species on the other side of the wall. There, you would only need 4 amos. So why are we saying that here, the Rambam and the Rav both said you can plant right up to the wall? So that sounds like Ikar Adin, because the Rambam himself says there's a takana that was enacted later of the 4 amos right up against the wall. It sounds like it's not just that people should walk and be able to walk to strengthen the wall. L'chor, what it also helps, this gzera of 4 amos, is the seed on the other side of the wall would be able to plant it right up against the wall, because now it would be distant from the vines 4 amos. And that would be the chumrah of 4 amos. So Ezu Gader, so what's this fence? Shu gavoa sara tvachim. So this fence that divides vineyards has to be 10 tvachim high. Now it doesn't say width. In the previous Mishnah we said, by klei zroim, that fences, because of a hecker, because of marasayin, didn't need a width. In this case, the Taisa Santa brings, the Rambam holds, and even the Rav are going to see later, that you actually do need a width of 4 tvachim by this fence of vines. And also vicharitz, shu amukasara v'rochav arba. A ditch needs to be 10 deep and 4 wide.